Audacity. After that nail bite in St. John's, how will the APLP government manage with a smaller political team at the helm? This is the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards. The whole region has realized since Wednesday that Prime Minister Gaston Brown led his ruling Antigua and Barbuda Labour Party, ABLP, to a nail-biting victory in Wednesday's general election. His party won 9 of the 17 seats for a third consecutive term in office, according to the preliminary results released early Thursday morning. The party had won 15 of the 17 seats in the 2018 general election. Brown said this latest result will give the ABLP government the opportunity to realign and also create the opportunity for fresh talent.
It will give my institution, my government, the opportunity to realign, but at the same time, it will also create the opportunity for fresh talent. Truth be told, whenever you try to remove incumbents, it's always very difficult. So when you remove incumbents, then it creates a space so we can bring in new talent into the organization, new talent into the government. So we do not see this as a bad thing per se. We see this as an opportunity at the same time. However, I want to thank those, my colleagues who would have served, this country well during the last 8.5 years. And of course, we'll continue to stand by them. So we will not leave them out in the cold. But at the same time, I'm saying what may be considered to be a disappointment would create the opportunity for renewal. I would have signaled to our people early in the year that the Labour Party needs fresh legs, needs new talent. That is the reality. And truth be told, after 2 terms, some ministers become lethargic. They don't have the will to fight. And one of our problems too, outside of the issues of COVID and climate change, the escalation in prices, one of our issues was the fact that some of our colleagues didn't have the energy to mobilize.
In Guyana, both trade union and private sector groups are praising the 2023 budget. More from News Source Guyana.
Describing it as a people-centered budget designed to stimulate economic activity and enhance the country's infrastructure, at least 2 trade unions and the main private sector bodies are singing the praises for that $781.9 billion budget. In a statement, the Guyana Agricultural and General Workers Union, GAWU, which represents the majority of sugar workers, said the project's policies and measures included in Budget 2023 augur well for Guyanese who stand to benefit from the ongoing economic development. The union said it has taken note of several measures advanced by the budget to improve disposable income, bringing the aspirations of the nation's people within reach. The union also said the adjustments made to the income tax threshold should not be viewed in isolation, as it alluded to the extension of the freight charges computation for imported commodities and the extension of the excise tax waivers on fuel. With the Guyana Sugar Corporation Gaisuko in line to draw down another $4 billion from the consolidated fund, GAWU said the multi-billion dollar allocation to Gaisuko is in keeping with the government's commitment to return the cash-trapped industry to a state of viability. In a separate statement, the Federation of Independent Trade Unions of Guyana, FITUG, said the budget sets the stage for a strong and secured future for all Guyanese. The union pointed out that the adjustment to the income tax threshold will result in an additional 12,000 persons not being required to pay income taxes, while putting over $3 billion in the pockets of the working class.
In Jamaica, financial analyst says FSC must not be unscathed in the SSL fraud case. More on that from TVG News.
The Financial Services Commission, FSC, has assumed temporary management of the SSL. In a release a short while ago, the FSC announced the appointment of Kenneth Tomlinson of Business Recovery Services Limited as the temporary manager. This step follows the appointment of Mr. Tomlinson as special auditor, effective January 13, and further supports supervisory oversight of SSL. Meanwhile, concerns has been raised about the FSC's oversight of SSL prior to this latest saga. O'Shane Masters has the details.
The regulatory body for non-deposit taking institutions, the Financial Services Commission, FSC, is facing a heavy backlash following the multi-million dollar fraud at investment firm Stocks and Securities Limited. Financial analyst Dennis Chung says, based on the fact that there were irregularities identified from as far back as 2010, a lot more questions need to be asked of the management of a company, past and present. He says for such a scheme to have been taking place for a decade, there must have been telltale signs. Mr. Chung is also adamant that the FSC must not be left unscathed in the matter.
It is not just a matter of looking at static reports, but where is the trend analysis? You know, and I can speak as someone who is regulated also, that I rely on, in many respects, that sort of trend analysis. From the FSC as a regulator, people need to understand you can't just look at one report and say, oh, this report is fine. Look at everything. That's why it's so important to look at your balance sheet, your audit report, and all of those things, what the FSC is reporting. And you say, well, you know, I mean, this sort of supports this concern I have over here. Let me look a little further, and that is my concern.
Though not an alarming number compared to other Caribbean countries, the issue of illegal firearms on Grenadian streets is a growing concern for the Dickton Mitchell-led administration. Addressing residents of the Sister Isle in a recent town hall meeting, the Prime Minister said that Grenada is threatened by the illicit importation of firearms and ammunition, and his administration would take a zero-tolerance stance towards the presence of firearms in public places.
They're coming in containers. And don't be fooled. We are probably the last bastion of little or no gun violence in the region, for granted. I know firearms are also seen as sport. There are ranges, people go shoot the guns in the range and then go. But the idea that we should be walking around with firearms, in my view, is inimical to our culture, to our way of life.
A former U.S. Navy operative who was charged on both occasions and is due in court in February had two containers containing firearms and ammo confiscated recently at the St. George's port. Prime Minister Mitchell recalls that the last time Grenada had a surplus of weapons, things did not turn out well for the country.
And for good measure, the last time we had a lot of firearms in Grenada, you all know what happened on the 19th of October, 1983. So I don't think we need another clear example why we should leave firearms for police officers only, and in my view, the security apparatus, unless you can demonstrate an exceptional need to have one. So I'm just letting you know my philosophy so you could get a sense of the policy that I would be pushing. Of course, I'm the Minister of National Security. I can't impose it, but if my colleagues in the cabinet support the policy, that will be the policy. We need to keep our country safe. There is a direct relationship between the amount of firearms in the community and the amount of gun violence.
Kingstown, SVG TV is apologizing for identifying the wrong person as a suspect in the Boxing Day murder in Paul's Avenue. The person in the photo was caught at the Grenadine's Wharf and was subsequently arrested and charged with the offense of possession of an unlicensed firearm and ammunition without a license. Well, carnival is it at this time of year in Trinidad and Tobago? Agriculture and other business areas remain important as well. Agriculture, for example. STTT News.
Minister of Agriculture Kazim Hussein is assuring farmers that the Predia Larceny squad would soon be expanded. Responding to a question in the Senate on Wednesday, Mr. Hussein insisted that his ministry has been treating with accommodation issues for the unit, along with the procurement of three new vehicles. He acknowledged that there were concerns by the squad over working conditions in May 2022, following which the ministry undertook several meetings and action to resolve such issues.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.